You're holding the Nun Tes Amud Aleph on top. Really, the last Gemara we had again was, again, that the Mishnah says, if the man is Makdish, the Moisa, Maithi Yodayim, it's Taka Hegdish. So Shalom was, when was the Hegdish? So the Machlaikis, Rav and Shmuel said that the Moisa, the extra money that she makes, becomes Hegdish first when she dies. And Rav Adav Arava says, no, the Moisa, the extra money she makes, becomes Hegdish Michayim. So he came out, the Maskona was, what we're talking about, was Leitzricha Lierlum B'mal Lom Zoynis. We're talking about where the husband was supporting her. But V'yeinu Mal Lom Meyo Kosev Letzorcheho. He was not paying her the extra more Kesef that he has to pay her each week. Now, Rav and Shmuel Sarah, they both hold Tiknu M'zoynois Tachas Ma'is Yodeho. When the husband feeds her, he gets back the Ma'is Yodeho. That is a takana the husband has to give her, we'll see later on in the Mishnayis, an extra kosef every week. That's tacha meiser. That's for the extra that she makes. Therefore, the chivon the loy koyoyev lo more kosef. Here our Mishnah is talking about where the husband is not paying her the extra more kosef each week. Therefore, the husband does not get the extra money that she makes more than she needs to live on. So therefore, meiser didoheve. The extra money that she makes belongs to herself. Therefore, when the husband goes to the makdashit, nothing doing, he can't be makdash something that belongs to her. Therefore, when is the hegdish chal? When she dies, then the halacha is the husband yashins whatever the wife owns. So even though up until then it belonged to her, but when she dies, all the property goes over to the husband. And the Mishnah got into a mayhold, you could be makdash adobash lo bali erlam. So the husband makes the hegdish now to be chal first later when she dies. That's the way Rav and Shmuel holds. But Rav Adav Arava Sova know that Tiknu Mizoinois Tachas Moiser, that the fact the husband supports his wife, for that he has a right to receive the Moiser. The money, the paycheck that she gets, the extra money, the more that she makes than she needs to live on, the extra money goes back to the husband because he feeds her. Or more Kesef, that there's a takana, the husband has to pay you an extra kosef each week, that's tachas ma'is yodeh. That's for the actual first money that she makes, for the money that she needs to live on. If the husband feeds her, gives her this extra kosef, he gets it. And here we're talking about where the husband did not give her the more kosef, but he gave her the mezainus. Now, v'chiv on the koyoyu lo mezaini, since we're talking about in the case where he paid the mezainus, we're talking about now, that the husband is giving her the mezainus, Mela Moisa de Dehevi, the extra money that she makes belongs to the husband. Therefore, they hold, Rav and Shmuel holds, that the Hegdish is Chal Mechayim, Rav Adam and Rav holds, the Hegdish is Chal Mechayim, the Hegdish is Chal as soon as she makes the money, because the extra money belongs to the husband. Therefore, the husband has a right to be Makdashit. The Gemara says now, but my Kemiflegi, what's the Machlokes then, Rav and Shmuel and Rav Adam and Rav? If again, there are four things involved here. The husband has to support her, and the husband also has to give her an extra more kesef each week. Now, the husband gets back from his wife, her ma'isi yodeho, means the first paycheck that she makes, even the money she needs to eat with, and then also, if she makes extra money, also goes back to the husband. So the machlokes says, what was tachas what? Was the mezainus the fact the husband feeds her, and that he gets back her ma'isi yodeho? Or no, for the fact he feeds her, he gets the extra money that she makes. So what's the svaras tolin? Ma sova midi de shriach, mi midi de shriach. The meitakon is something that happens very often, for something that happens very often. So Rashi says, mizoy nishchichi. After the husband feeds his wife, that happens very often. O ma'is yodeh shriach. It's also very shriach for a wife to make money. Therefore, Rav and Shmuel holds that when you pay your wife, when you feed your wife, taka zeder abonu masakin, that you get back the ma'is yodeho. Umasava, Rav Adam Arava holds, no, midi de kayitz, the midi de kayitz. The ma'is yodeho, what she has to work for you, we'll see the next mission is clearly exactly how much she has to work for you. So since that's the kayitz, it has an exact measurement, to a masakin that can negate the exact measurement that the husband has to give her an extra kosef. So that's for machloikis. When our Mishnah is talking about where the husband is giving her mezainus, but not paying her the extra more kesef, the exact amount. So does he get back from his wife the moisture that she makes or not? That's the machlokes, what were the mesnakin kinegedwat? Meisven, this we have a kasha. Says, we learned before, tiknu mezainus tachas ma'is yodeho. says clearly that when the husband supports his wife, gives him a zaynus, he gets back her ma'isya deho. So her tzaraya klo to Rav and Shmuel, that when the husband feeds her, he only gets her ma'isya deho. So the kashan of Adam Arava. So Gemara says, aim, he'll have to change it around and say, tachas moiser. No, that when the husband feeds his wife, he gets back from her the moiser, the extra money that she makes. Prenachnami. Moiser ma'isya deho. The extra money that she makes. But that, the first paycheck that she gets, the reason why the husband gets it is only because he pays her the more kesef. So may us know kasha on Rav Adam Arava. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Imeina noisen la more kesef. So tomorrow later, that if the husband does not give her this extra dollar like more kesef each week, let's say her for own tzorchim, is maisyadeh or shalor, the money that she makes, the first paycheck belongs to her. So here you see clearly that the fact that the husband has to give her the extra more kesef, and back for that, and instead of that, he gets her ma'isya deho. So it's a riot to Rav Adam Arava. Not like Rav and Shmuel, that not the pshat that when the husband gives her mezoinos, for that he gets back her ma'isya deho. Here it says clearly, for the more kesef, he gets back her ma'isya deho. So Mar says, Aima, that's one v'yakash on him. He'll answer you, Enochanam, what it means to say is, Moiser Maisir Deir Shalor. No, it doesn't mean that Takas the more kesef, the husband gets back her main paycheck, but rather the husband gets back the Moiser Maisir Deir. The bigger money, the more money that she makes, more than she needs to live on, the extra money that she makes, that goes back to the husband, because the husband gives her each week a more kesef, like we'll see later on. For the Gemara, no, it's not true. This Mishnah itself was learned that Mahi Oisoloi. We'll see the next Mishnah. What work does a wife have to do for a husband? Mahi Oisoloi. What work does she have to do? Mishkal Chomei Sloyim. She has to make the weight of 5 Sloyim. Shesi. She has to weave, work with the wool. She has to weave. Shesi means going up the loom. When she puts the threads up and down the loom, she has to put in enough that weighs Chomei Sloyim. For Yehuda and Yehuda. That we'll soon see later. So Rashi says, Humay Yoisa can aforish bosa mais yedeho. Humay Yoisa. First the Mishnah says she has to work. And then it says, what's her work? Mechlau Satakashim, Mechlau Duration. The beginning of the Mishnah also was talking about her mais yedeho, I read. For Leiva Moiser. Like you can't answer, we're talking about her Moiser mais yedeho, the extra work that she does, the extra paycheck. No, it's going on the Mishnah that's talking about the ikka work that she has to do. And what's the work that she has to do? Shesi, it says, kosher litvoisa yoisa minorif. Shesi means when you put in the loom, the wool going up and down, and that's harder to put in than the orif, the strings going across. So I call upon him, the Mishnah is talking about clearly her ma'isya deho. And on this it says that the husband, that since the husband gives her mazainus, he gets back the ma'isya deho. So how could you say it's going on the ma'isya ma'isya deho? So Gemara says like this. Eimor, this is what the Mishnah means. Ma'isa yodeho kam hevi. How much work does the wife have to do for her husband? The leida, so once we establish that, now we're going to know ma'isa yodeho. Like if she does more work than that, we're going to know how much goes to herself. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Now, so the Mishnah really is talking about the ma'isa, the more that she works. But we have to start off to say, kamo, how much is the main work that she has to do for the husband? That's Mishka Chomei Sloyim Shesi B'Yehuda. She has to do the amount of wool, of weaving, of 5 Sloyim in Yehuda, which that was double the measurement of Golul, Shein Esa Sloyim B'Golul, which is the weight of 10 Sloyim in Golul. The one seller in Yehuda weighed twice as much as it did in Golul. So therefore, that's the work she has to do. But the Mishnah could be talking about that when the husband feeds her, he gets back the Maisa deho. Means if she does more work than that, the more work that she does, that money goes to the husband. Why? Because he feeds her. So again, from that Mishnah would not be a proof either to Rav Adam Arava or to Rav and Shmuel. Where their machlokes is that the husband has to feed her, what does he get back instead of that? Does he get back the Ikka Maisa deho, the first work that she has to do? Or does he get back because of that the extra work that she does? We have no proof. Now, we have no proof to that shaila. Now, Omar Shmuel says, you should know, halacha k'Rav Yechon and a sandal.
We paskin and now Mishnah, like Rabbi Yochanan Sandal, that says nothing is chal at all. Rabbi Yochanan Sandal says now Mishnah that Hamoiser, and when the husband is maktish, the extra money that she works for, Remeya says it's hegdish, and Rabbi Yochanan Sandal says chulin, the hegdish is not chal, since right now the husband does not own it, it doesn't belong to the husband, it belongs to her, therefore it's not chal, the hegdish is not chal. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Sandal says, and it comes out, Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Sandal. For the Gemara, is this true? Or miyama Shmuel Hochi, is it true that Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Sandal? The Yotanan, we learned like this. Koinem she'ini yais lepicha. If a wife makes like a neder, she makes an isla koinem, she says, whatever she does is like hegdish for her husband. That her husband can't have any enjoyment from whatever she does. What she cooks, what she makes, is like hegdish to a husband. That's what Anisha says. Koinem is she's like making a hegdish with an issa neder to a husband. Shani yisla picha, whatever I do, for your mouth like, you can't have any enjoyment from it. So the Gemara says, there's a Remishnah, Eina tzarech lahofir. She knows the husband does not have to be mefer such a neder. He doesn't have to look at it. Because she has the right to make such a neder, since when she's married to him, she's meshubid. She has a chiyuv to work for him. We'll see the next Mishnah, which mulachas, what type of work a wife has to do for her husband. So since she's mechuy meshubit to work for her husband, she can't make this nether to put an issa that she can't work for him. So the nether is not chal, the husband does not have to even be made for it. Rabbi Akiva Raymano Yefer. Akiva says, yes, the husband does have to be made for it. The halacha is when the husband first hears the neder that his wife made, he has the right to say like, muflachom, muflachom, means I'm annulling it, it's nothing. Why does he have to do it? Because Shema Tadav Olav Yosem in Aroilo. Maybe she'll do more work than she really has to do. So true, the first Chvesa supper she'll cook for you, that she's Meshubitu, that you'll be allowed to eat. But let's say she makes an extra cake, so she didn't have to do that. So she does more than she has to, Luchur, on that, the neder would be Chal. So therefore the husband has to be smart and be made for that neder. He shouldn't get himself into trouble, and the extra that she makes, he won't be able to enjoy then. That's Rabbi Kiva's Svara. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Yoyme Yefer. No, he has another reason why the husband should be made for this neder. You know why? Shema Yigoshenu. That maybe later they'll give her a get. Shema Yigoshenu is going to give her a get. V'teyasur al-achzer. Now, after he gives her a get, then she's not meshubit. She doesn't have to work for husband anymore. So then her neder is chal. And when a neder is chal later, it's chal li'elam. If the husband's going to want to marry her back again, later he can't be made for the nether anymore. So it'll be also like to marry her back again. So therefore the husband should be smart right now and be made for the nether right now. Now, V'yomer Shmuel, Shmuel said, Halacha k'Reb Yechonah ben Uri. Now that's the halacha. The halacha is like Reb Yechonah ben Uri. So the kasher is, why is the nether chal for what after she gets a get? L'chura, she made the nether right now. Right now she's still married. Right now she has to work for her husband. So right now the neder is not chal. When is the neder first chal? After she receives a get. That's like a dove shlob bali elam. Right now when she's making the neder can't be chal. Right now she's married to her husband, she has to work for him. She can't make the neder. Still Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says yes. That's cool, like you could make a neder for a dove shlob bali elam. Even though right now can't be chal, you can make a neder now that will be chal later when she receives a get. And Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yechon and Ben Uri. That's the kasha. Could Shmuel then paskin and now Mishnah? Like Rabbi Yechon and Sandal. Rabbi Yechon and Sandal says the Hegdish is not Chal here. And Rabbi Meir says no, the Hegdish is Chal. What does Rabbi Meir say the Hegdish is Chal? Because she could be Makdish Adav Boli Elam. True, right now when the Isha makes a Maite Meiser, it belongs to her. But later when she dies, the husband is going to yashin that money. So therefore, the neder, the hegdish that he made right now, Remeya says, is chal later when he yashins his wife. Because we say, oh, the makdish dova shlobel yelam. And if Yechon Asando, Pascha's not like that. You can't make a hegdish now for something you don't own right now. For money, you'll first yashin your wife when she dies. So Shmuel, how come Shmuel Paskas now Mishnah, like Rabbi Yochanan Sandal, that says you can't be Makdish Adav Shlomo Yerlam, and here Shmuel Paskas like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, that says the husband has to be made for his wife's nether right now, even though right now her nether is not chal, but it's chal like later, like when she will receive the get later, then she'll be freed from her husband, she has no duty to do to him, then the nether would be chal. So here you see Shmuel Paskin, you could make a Nedish Lebel Yerlim. So why is it Paskin now Mishnah that the Hegdish is not Chal? So Marian says, Kiyama Shmuel Loch Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. When did Shmuel Paskin over here that he should be made for the Neder, Atayil Hadofa? Only, again, like Rabbi Kiva said, we're afraid Mabel shall make extra money. Or she'll bake extra. So the extra that she does, she's not Meshuba, but she doesn't have to do it for her husband. On that, the Neder is Chal. Fred Gemara is so, that's all Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri meant to say, is, Balei Maloch Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Ladofa? Shmuel should have said clearly, Taloch Lag Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri only in the Gaeta Ladofa. Inami Ross, he should have said better. Ain Aloch Katanakama. Just Aloch is not like the Tanakama. That says the Chal, he doesn't have to be made for. Inami, even better, Shmuel should have said, Halacha Rabbi Kiva. Shmuel should have said clearly, Halacha is Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva was the one that said the reason why the husband should be made for his nether was we have to be afraid maybe she'll make more than she has to make for her husband. And the more that she makes, she's not Meshubah to do, so on that the nether should be Chal. So you can't say Shmuel only holds the Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Negei Lahadofa for the extra that she makes, because Shmuel should have said better. Since Shmuel says Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Mashmul Lagamri, that means even though she doesn't make anything extra for the Ikka money that she makes, whatever she makes, the husband still should be made for it right now. You know why? Because later when she gets a get, then her neder will be Chal, and then if the husband wants to remarry her, he can't remarry her. Because he can't marry a lady that he can't have any enjoyment from. So again, the kasha is on Shmuel. How come here Shmuel passes Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and in our Mishnah he passes Rabbi Yochanan sandal, that the opposite svaras? So Gemara says like this, Elo Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef answers like this, that really Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan sandal in our Mishnah, that Ein Odom Maktish Dovash Lobel Yerlam. You can't make something Hegdish now if you don't own it now. Even though later when your wife dies, you'll yashin and then you'll own it. But since right now when you're making a Hegdish, you don't own it, it's not Chal. That's Shmuel's Ikka Svara. Aye, so why does Shmuel Pasul Rav Yochanan ben Uri here to say that the husband should be made for his wife's nether right now when she says that whatever I make and bake, like my husband can and she have enjoyment from it, right now she's Meshuba, the nether shouldn't be Chal. So Yosef says, I'll tell you, Kainomus Kamrit. You're asking a question about the Isser of a Kainim, which is like a Neder. Kainomus means it's like an Isser Hegdish of a Neder. So what that Shani Kainomus, Kainomus is different. That Mitoich Shaodim Oyser, Peiris Chaveru Yolov, Kainomus is like a Neder. The Yisayid of Nedarim is always called an Isser Cheftza. A Neder of the Pshat is, I could put an Isser upon this chair, that it's also to me, I'm not allowed to sit on the chair. You know why? Because I made the chair also to me. I can make my chair also to you. That's Hilchos Nedarim. That's what a Kainim is. So we're saying, Shani Kainomus is different. Mitoich Shodim Oyser Peres Chaveru Yolov. I could go and say, somebody else's fruits, even though it doesn't belong to me, I'm putting the Yisr Neder on those fruits that I'm not allowed to eat it. So you see, you can make a Neder on something that doesn't belong to you. Is therefore, it says a svara, Odom Makdish Dovash Lobel Yerlim. Here also, that's why she could put an Isser, like she could be Makdish, whatever she's going to make, even for after she gets a get, the nether should be Chal for later. That's why Konomis is different. That's why here, Shmuel Paskins, the husband should be made for her nether. Because her nether, since she could ask for somebody else's fruits on herself, she could also ask her, like her parents, on her husband, even for later after she gets a get. Fred Gemara, Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, what does one have to do with the other? Bishleim, it's very well I understand. Odom Oyser Peres Chaveru Yolov. It's very good that you could go to somebody else's watermelon and say, you should know, your watermelon is also to me. It's like Koinim, it's like Hegdish to me. You could do that. Why? Shekein Odom Oyser Peres Chaveru Chaveroi. The same way I could ask my watermelon upon you, I can ask your watermelon on me. And the svar is because it's negay to you, and you're in your power. Like, you want to ask his watermelon. But who is it negay to that you can't eat it? You're in your rishus, you like own yourself. You could put an isra on somebody else's chayfetz because it's negay to you. The same way you could put an isra on your chayfetz, which would be negay to somebody else because it belongs to you, the chayfetz. See, either one of the two things is enough. Either you're putting the Yisr upon yourself, like you're a Baal on yourself, or else you're putting the Yisr on your fruits, negay it to somebody else. But, Yaseh Dovash Loibel Yolam Achaveroi, is it possible to say you could put an Yisr Neder on something that's not in the world yet? You know why a story can't do that? Shekein ein odem oise peiros chaveroi al chaveroi. I can't go to somebody else's fruits and say, I want his fruits to be also with a neder that the owner can eat it. Like, you have no right on that. You can't take somebody else's fruits and put an issa neder on that person's fruits that somebody else can eat it. You're not a bailim. It's not your fruit, and you're not putting the issa upon you, so it has nothing to do with you. You can't pick on somebody else and ask for his fruits on somebody else. You have no power. So I say the same thing on a dove, shlod, b'liel, whom I care this isha. Right now, she's meshubit, she has to bake and cook for her husband. So right now, she has no right to make the neder. Not on the chefetz, not on the husband. So if so, why is the neder chal now for later? When she gets a get, right now it's not chal at all? So again, it's a kasha, the nedarim should also not be chal now. Tell om rafuna bread of Yeshua. You know what we're talking about over here? B'yameris yekatshu yodai liyasayim. She didn't just say she wants to make whatever she makes also to husband, but she says, my hands should like become hegdish for whatever comes out of it, my husband can't have enjoyment from it. Now here, the Yadayim is Nabiyelam. Her hands are here on the world. So since her hands are here, therefore her nether could be chal now for when she gets a get. For the Gemara, v'chikoma, how hochi, even if she says like this, mi mikdusha, is it chal the hegdish? Could she do such a thing? Her mishabdalei, but she's still mishubit. Her hands also have to work for her husband. When you get married, the lady has to work for her husband. She has a shibud with her hands. She has to bake and cook for him. So how could she make a neder now to say that whatever her hands make, like her hands become hegdish, her husband can't enjoy what comes out of her hands? She can't do that. She's mishubit means she has a chiyah. She has an obligation. She has to work for her husband. Now the Gemara, the Yom Luchi Megarsha. So she speaks out right now that I want my hands, I want this neder to be chal really for when I first get a get. When I get a get, then she's not meshubit, she doesn't have to work for her husband. That's when she wants the neder to be chal. So for the Gemara, miyik immediate lechur the kasher is still a davar shlo b'liyolam. Or miyik immediate, is there anything? Dielo hashtu lekodesh. Right now, when she makes this neder, it can't be chal right now. Because right now, it's like she doesn't own her own hand. Because the hand has to work for her husband, and she wants to put the Easter upon her husband, it's not her. So she can't, like, ask for somebody else's fruits on somebody else. Or lekai mekadosh, and later she be chal, like that can't be. That's the yisayid of ein adam makdish dov l'shlo b'liyolam. When you make a meiser kinyan, a meiser, it has to be able to take effect right now. If when you do it right now, it can't take effect, it's butl, it's nothing. So again, it's a kasha and Shmuel. How come Shmuel says here the neder is chal, and our Mishnah passes like a biyachin of sandless, not chal? So Amar Reb Loi, Alom Aloi, like why not? Ilu Oim Melechaver, somebody will tell to his friend, listen, Sodezu, I own the field right now. Shani Meich Lecho, I'm going to sell it to you. And you should know, Lekeshechenu Memoch, a month later I'm going to buy it back from you. Tiktish, I want it to be Hegdish a month from now when I buy it back from you. You go out with your friend again. Right now, you own this karka. And you tell your friend, you should know, true, I'm going to sell it to you tomorrow. But you should know, next month, when I buy it back from you, I want it to be hegdish. Mi lo kotcha, is that chal the hegdish? The hegdish is chal later. So, why is the chal later, I in between, when you're selling it, it doesn't belong to you? So, Mara says, no, maskabla Rav Yirmiyah. Mi dummy, does one have to do with the other? I'll tell you, there's a big difference. Hossam over there, biyoda lagdishoy. Right now, when you're talking to your friend, the field still belongs to you. It's my field. So if I wanted to, I could have said right now, this field is hegdish. That's what I could have said. Instead of saying that, I'm saying that I'm going to sell it to you today, but tomorrow, next month, when I buy it back, then I'll make it hegdish. That's good. Because right now, before you sold it, you could have been makdish it right now. So that's called, it's biyoda. You have the power in your hand to make the hegdish now. Ahoch over here, this Isha, ain't biyoda legarisha satsma. She can't give a get to herself. A get, the husband has to give it. She can't even force him. I mean, the husband has to give it merotzon. So, she can't force to get a get. So therefore, right now, she can't make another chal. So why is the chal for later? Ho leidami, there's no one dislike. There's like a case. Eloliyoy melechaber, if you tell your friend, so dezu shemachati lecho. You go over to your friend that you sold him your field last week. And after you sold it to him, a week later you go and tell him, you should know, that l'kishachenu mimoch, I have plans of buying it back from you next month. And you should know, I'm telling you right now that when I buy it back next month, tigdush, I want it to be hegdish. The din is, the loy kitcha, in such a case, it's not chal the hegdish. Because right now, it's not your field. You already sold the field to your friend. It's not yours right now. Whose is it? Your friend's. So how could you make it Hegdish now? It's not yours.
Maskel or a Papa. Papa says that Kasha no. Midomi, that's not a good case. Hosomatoya guf uperis biyoda delakech.
When the person sold his field last week, when you sell your field, you sold everything. You sold the goof of the field and the peris, the produce that comes out of the field, it's completely out of your possession. You sold it already. So now a week later you come to that guy and say, Shno, when I buy it back, I'm going to be marked the shit. Avada there, it's not chal. You have nothing to do with that field right now.
Hocha, but over here, the isha, gufa biyodihu. Her hands is her hands. She owns her hands, it's her body.
What's the din? That like the peris, she's meshubid, the work that comes out of her hands, she has to do for her husband. That's only called the peris. For the marhola dharma, this should only be like, Ella, in a case like this, if you go to your friend and tell your friend, that sodezu, this field, shemoshchanti lecho, that I gave it from mashkin to you. A mashkin means I once borrowed $1,000 from you. And I put down a pledge that a mashkin that should hold on until I pay it back. But who owns the goof of the mashkin still belongs to me? I'm only letting you hold on to this mashkin. So I tell you, you should know, that when I redeem it, when I pay you back the money, and redeem it, tikdush, I want it to become hegdish. The locher is the kitsha. That you could do. Why? Because really the mashkin you own. It's your property. You're only letting him hold on to it like the ma'is yadeha, let him work on to it until you pay up. So you see, if the goof belongs to you, that's called biyadoi, that you could be makdishit. Here also, the lady, the Isha, she owns herself. She owns the hands. Just close them on, she's married to her husband. She has to work for him. So let it be chal now for later when she gets to get. So Mer says, no, again, there's no sushta. Maskel larshisha bred ravidi. Me dumb, it's one have to do with the other. I'll tell you, there's a big difference. Hossam over there, when you give a pledge to your friend, biyadil of doisei. Anytime you want, just go pay him back the money, and he has to give you back the pledge. So that's called, it still belongs to you. It's not, it's still your money, it's still your pledge. You're only letting him hold it for a guarantee that you pay him up. But any time you want it back, just go and pay him back the money and you get it back. Hocha, mashenken over here, the isha, lemaisa, she's married. Once she's married, ain't biyoda lagarashatzma. She has no way of giving a get to herself. She can't get the get out of her husband. She can't say she could do something to make it that she has her whole hand back to herself. No. Once she's married, now she has to work for the husband. It's meshubah to the husband until the husband gives her a get. And she has no way of asking for the get of the other to get the get. Therefore, again, back to Kasha, why is the neder chal here? It's not biyod, it should be a dovah, shlo b'li erlam. But the whole domit is only like, elo to a case, liyay melech aver, if you tell your friend, so this field, shemashchanti l'chol liyestashonim, that I'm giving you this for a pledge for 10 years. I'm telling you clearly, for the next 10 years, I'm not going to pay you up like, and you have a right to use my field for the next 10 years, but after 10 years, when I pay you up, then I get it back. If you say, well, look, shevdenim imoch, that when I'm bepoidrit from you, tigdish, it is chal. The kitshah, tzaka, is the case is chal. So, l'chur, our case should be like that. Tamar says again, no, it's not like that. Maskel or Rabashi. Midarmid is also not like that case. Hosom over there, I'll tell you the reason why it's chal the Hegdish. Chosli eses shonim miyu biyodl of doisa. What happened? You borrowed $1,000 from your friend. And you gave him a field to hold on for 10 years. True. These 10 years, he has the right to hold on to it. But after the 10 years are up, from then, it's biyodus in your power to get back your field. You could just pay him back the money, and you get back your field. So true, there's a 10-year limit that you can't get it. But after that, it's up to you to get it back. Therefore, you could be makdashit. Ma'ashayin kain, hocha, once the isha got married, shahand is meshubah to her husband, ain't biyoda lagarashatzma liyolam. She's never in a power to get a get. The husband has the power to give the get. She has no power of making a get. So since l'olam, it's not called in our hands to get a get. So if so, again, it's the kasher, why does Shmuel Paskin, like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, that if a wife makes a neder, that whatever she works, the husband can't eat, can't use, the husband has to be made for it. Because the neder will be chal when she gets a get. The question is why? It's not in her power to make a get, so it should be called Shlo B'li Olam. So why is the neder chal?
If an Al Mishnah, Shmuel Paskes, like a Yochanan Sandal, that a Hegdish is not Chal now for later, so why Ben Adoramir does he say that the wife's neder is Chal when she gets a get? So the answer is like this. The Teretz is, Elo Omer of Asher, Rashi answers like this. Again, Koinomas Kamrit, you're asking Akasha from the side of Nedorim, like, when the Isha makes what she, her hands, whatever she makes, the cakes, the food that she makes, she's making like a Nedor Koinomas that has Nisa Hegdish, that the husband can't eat from it. Koinomas means like the side of Nisa Nedor, that's Shani, that's different. Why? Because Koinomas Kamrit, you're talking about Koinomas, Shani Koinomas, Koinomas are different. The Kedusha Saguf Ninu, not that she have a power to make a Nedor, that the food becomes usur on the husband, that's called the Kedushas HaGuf. That's a strong isur. Kedushas HaGuf is chal, and the klal is the Rav, like Rav always says. The Yomar Rav, Rav says, I'll turn over.